story is yours. Happened to you, it's your life story, and you can tell it and should be able to tell it exactly as you thought it unfolded. Or do you think it's disloyal because it does implicate your parents, your siblings, teachers maybe, boyfriends, that kind of thing? I'm taking calls on that, 0207-224-2000. On the line, Reg in Hemel Hempstead. Hello, Reg.
Oh, hi, Vanessa. I'm a first-time caller to your show.
Welcome, sir. It's nice to have you aboard. Tell me about writing about your own life. Is it yours to tell?
Well, I've just finished my book, and in fact, about 6 weeks ago, I was on Robbie Elms' show with it.
Congratulations.
And it was about soul music, but it was about growing up, living your life, and I not only wrote all about my family, I wrote all about my mates as well. And they're all still all around me. And
did you feel nervous about doing it, or did you feel like maybe you better ask them first, or did you feel like, hey, it's mine, I'll tell it the way I want to tell it?
I was so green, Vanessa, I struggled to read and write, so I had no diaries. So there might be a couple of infringements in it where it doesn't, like the dates don't key up or anything like that. Mm. But I found the best thing to do was, as I wrote it, I phoned them up and said, right, this is what I wrote about you, what do you think?
And what if they said, I don't like it, that's not true, how dare you, I didn't see it that way, it didn't seem like it when I was there, what are you talking about, we weren't there at all, we were somewhere else. I mean, how would you have felt if they had disagreed with you?
Well, the other thing was, they didn't.
Right.
No one did. Even when I wrote about things that people wrote about, you know, they said, look, that's how it was. Mm. Tell it how it was. And why it sold so many is because they said it's so honest.
Give us the name of the book, Reg.
My book is called Searching for Soul.
Mm.
And Robbie's got one. I think there's a couple in your studio, as it happens.
Well, I'll go and have a look around afterwards. So give us your name and the publisher and all that, since you're talking about it. People might want to go and get it.
Well, my name is Reg Dickens. It's called Searching for Soul. And I've got a website. It's Searching for Soul, www.searchingforsoul.info.
Did you have a generally sort of benign view of people and your family and your mates and everything else, or was it a difficult story to tell?
No, I struggled to read and write, so I had to write it all by hand. It took me 7 years.
Lovely.
But as I sat in the chair writing, you'd remember something, and then something else would come in.
Yep.
And you'd think, oh, I've got to write about that, but I'll write about that in a minute. And it does jump about a bit, but the beauty of it is a load of dyslexic people are reading it.
Mm.
I don't know if it's the way we look at words or things like that, but people who struggle are reading it.
And on balance, what kind of a life has it been so far?
Well, I've loved every minute, and I wouldn't change it for the world. And I've made mistakes. I was a lad in my day. It's about buying clothes, your first little fumble, all things like that. Plus, telling the story about collecting all this music and going clubbing and how you got in.
Name the object of your first fumble?
I changed her name.
Oh, you changed? So you wrote about your friend shamelessly, but you fumbled. You changed her name to protect the innocent, did you?
Well, really, I was a little kid at college, and this was a married woman, you know.
Oh,
and so I had to be extremely careful. So I wrote, well, you'll all understand, in this case, I think we'll call her Ellen.
I wonder if her memory of that fumble would be the same as yours.
I don't know. You'll have to read it, Vanessa.
Reg, happy days. I'm going to go and have a hum for it during the 10 o'clock news, let me tell you. Nice to talk to you, Reg. That's Reg. He did exactly what Constance Briscoe has done. He wrote his autobiography, his life story. And I'm asking this morning, if I were to say to you today, I'm not, but if I were, to say to you, here's